Episode 2045, Find Those Moments of Stillness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Doesn't it feel great to be alive, to be able to take a deep breath and know that you are created on purpose for a purpose? It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Oh yes, it's a time of reflection. And you know what? You better be willing to find those moments of stillness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, is the world demanding more of what you don't have to give? Proving you can be all to everyone will get your heart into trouble. Find those moments of stillness. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that grabs me, and it really causes me not just to pause, but to freeze. And it takes me into greater, deeper thought. It's Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. You've probably heard that one. It's written all over. You can find it on Etsy anywhere, scattered on the farmhouse, looking Joanna and Chip Gaines writings. You can find them just in your Hobby Lobbies, in your Michaels. You can find them in other stores. You can find them in your Walmarts and your Targets. You can find them all over the world. And sometimes it's even abbreviated, be still and know. And then it's just be still. And that verse as a whole grabs me because of the word still. So I had to look it up for a minute and really dive into it. It can be used as an adjective or as a noun. And as an adjective, it means not moving or making a sound. Okay, got that. We understand that. But then the noun is defined as this, deep silence and calm, stillness, be still and know. The synonyms to the word still is obviously stillness, but it's silence, calm, tranquility, peace, serenity, quietness. How much of that statement, whether you want to look at it as your Bible verse or as a sentence, however you want to read it at this immediate moment in time for you, be still. Do you see it as a physical verb saying that it's all based on action? Because I think a lot of us look at our life that way. When we say we're waiting on God, it's like we've got to be still. That doesn't mean we go make any rash decisions. We don't jump ship. We don't go and take a risk. We don't quit something. We don't start something. It's be still. Or can you look at that verse and say, there's a sense of confidence in it, knowing that God's got it all under control. Be still. Go forth with passion, but a calm passion. Go forth with the serenity that he's got it. You don't have to even worry about the trust because he has it all in his hands. Be still and know that I am God. You know, it's not so much about turning off the chaos, but turning on your heart. We get so wrapped up in busyness, even in the situation that we're in now with COVID-19. I was shopping at one of my favorite craft stores, yes, Hobby Lobby, and I was there and I was checking out and I found a lot of good goodies, to say the least. And so my cart was very, very packed. And when I say packed, everything had a place. So all I had room for was what was in that cart. And when I say it was full, it was full. I had the bottom rack done and I had shelving lined up and all these other things because I'm decorating my son's room. It's about time. We've been here 2.5 years and the poor boy does not have his room decorated. I'm a horrible mother, but that's for another episode. So anyway, I'm in line and I'm ready to check out and I get up there and you know, with everything that's going on, you're wearing a mask. So all you can see are the eyes. And she greeted me very kindly and she said, you know, did you find everything? And I said, well, what do you think? And I pointed to my cart like Vanna White. And I said, yes, ma'am, I did. Now understand, she is old enough to be my daughter, okay? And so I was smiling. You couldn't tell, but you could tell. It was, you know, I was just enjoying my conversation with her. And as we were done, we were wrapping up and I was finishing my payment. And I said, thank you so much for being patient with me. And she paused and she goes, I don't think I've ever been complimented with that before. And she said, thank you. And I said, well, I really appreciate you doing so. I said, I had a lot here and I was trying to be organized for you. And I knew I was going to have to take this full cart out by myself. And it was kind of awkward things that I was buying and it didn't make any sense to put it in bags. So I just wanted to reload it back up in the cart a certain way. And so she was very patient with me. Be still and know. You see, neither one of us were really hurried, but we were very still in our actions, yet our actions were still moving. Awaken your heart to see and hear what God desires for you. You are in this world, but not of this world. God created you on purpose for a purpose, His purpose. Why challenge what is already greatness in the making? Find those moments of stillness. So I'm standing there in line and I'm thanking her for her patience. And I was reminded, with, by the way, the manager of the store just one aisle over, listening, I know, to our conversation. Now, she didn't know he was standing there, kind of looking over her shoulder, one register away. And I wasn't doing anything that I wouldn't have done anyway. But it was just very interesting that in that moment, even though there was activity, she was ringing me up, making sure I got all the sales, all the discounts that were supposed to happen. I was organizing my cart. There was this sense of stillness. Yet there was activity. What does your life look like now? Is your life more like hyperactivity, always on the go, even though you may be at home? Do you feel like you're always having to create something more or do something more to be more? What would happen if you could create this calm, peaceful tranquility that would give you a window into God's heart? That's what I want to encourage you today with. What does God want to see for your life? Where does He want to take you? How does He want you to go? Why question when He has all the answers? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Be still and know that I am God. You know, my husband and I, we just celebrated our 27th wedding anniversary. Woohoo! So exciting. Yes, we celebrated it very calmly, much calm, much stillness. Not really. He worked late and came home and I cooked dinner for all of us as a family and we enjoyed it and celebrated it that way. You know, hugs and kisses and whatever. It was another every day, but it wasn't an every day because we created a moment. We do try to do that in our household. We don't always do it well, but we try to really be in the moment. Well, when I first met him, he was one that was very goal-driven and still is, by the way. However, he has reached majority of his career goals already, which is fantabulous because I'm like, yes, now guess what? It all shifts to me and it puts the pressure on me. So now it's like he did it for the first half of our marriage. And now I have to do it for the second half, and not really halves, but you know, come on, we're going to live way over 50 years of marriage together. So why not think of it as half and half, but it's really going to be greater than that anyway. So we get married and, you know, life goes on, and I'm noticing his tendencies, right? When you're dating, you see some things, but most of it's the good because that's all your partner wants to show you. Just, this is what it looks like. This is, if you marry me, this is what you're going to get. And then you get married and then you're like, oh, I missed that little peekaboo part. Yeah, wasn't prepared for that. Well, as I learned more about my husband, not only was he goal-driven, but he was one that had a hard time sitting still. Meaning that if there were dishes in the kitchen, in the sink, he knew they had to be done. And so instead of knowing that he really needed to rest because he worked a 14-hour day, or he just came off of a full shift of, you know, 24 hours, he would go and do the dishes. And it would frustrate me. I'm like, seriously, hon, do you not know you work hard enough? Why don't you sit down? Oh, hon, because there's so much to do. If there's laundry in the laundry room, he would want to go and fold it. And I'm like, why? It's okay if it's there. You see, we have 5 children together, right? There's a lot of them. And I have yet to be in a house where everything has a place. I got to tell you, my life is a chaotic party, a wonderful chaotic party. And I love it so very much. But it's only to this point now, because I'm actually working on it right now as we speak, as I'm recording this. My mom's here helping me. She's back on the mainland from Hawaii. And I'm trying to organize my house to the point where I get to enjoy it and love it. We have been moving so much in my lifetime. And every single time I would think I was going to be able to put everything together in the way I wanted it, oh, it was time to move. And so I never had that time really to make a house a home. It was our home because we hung our hat there, but it didn't really feel that way for me. It didn't really sink in. It was kind of like, oh, okay, this is a make do. This is a band-aid. And I have no regrets of that. Understand me. This is not I'm complaining session. No, it's not. I'm celebrating it because I've learned a lot of valuable lessons through everything in my life. And so looking back, having 5 children, there's always stuff out of place. And so he would come home, or he would get up on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and he would not stop because there was still stuff to do. And I'm like, honey, you don't have to do it. It's going to get done, but it needs to be done. It doesn't have to be done right now. God is not looking for perfection. He doesn't wait for perfection in order for him to show up. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an incredible blessing? If you were to come and knock on my door, my front door, I can probably guarantee you this, that there's going to be a dust bunny somewhere. There's going to be maybe a few dishes in the dishwasher or in the sink. I'm probably going to have a load somewhere in the laundry, or even laundry piled in the laundry room sink. There might be towels that are just laying around. You know, there could be a few other things that are totally just not in the place that they should be. There may be stuff on the counters, even though I really want my counters clean. But guess what? This is everyday living. This is real life. And God shows up with your dirty dishes. God shows up with your dirty laundry. God shows up with your dust bunnies. You don't have to have everything perfect in order for God to show up for you. Be still and know that I am God. My husband, praise the Lord, has slowly over time realized it's okay to be still, meaning creating that peace, that calm, that tranquility, not this stillness as into, okay, I just, you know, I don't have to not be doing, but I can be doing, but I'm learning to be still while doing. And sometimes vice versa. Very still and not actually moving. What is happening with you right now in your life? Are you feeling like you're cramming everything in? Whether it's the nooks and crannies of your day, whether it's every hour on the hour, are you trying to be everything to everybody? Are you pulling your hair out because school hasn't even started and you're barely alive because of the end of last year and you're thinking, we're starting this year and I'm not ready? I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to be still. And if that means you're walking right now, if you're on the treadmill, if you're outside listening, maybe you're cooking, maybe you're actually soaking in the bathtub, whatever you're doing in this moment right now, I want you to be still in your mind and in your heart. And I want you to understand that God is with you right now. Are you willing to find those moments of stillness with Him? Are you willing to allow Him to show up in your dirty laundry? Are you willing to let Him be a part of your family night TV? Are you willing to listen to Him while you're cooking dinner? Be still. That doesn't mean that you're not moving. That doesn't mean that you're not physically active. That doesn't mean that you're waiting for lightning to strike. It means that you are listening. You're being alert. You're being aware. You're watching for His God winks, breadcrumbs from heaven. Him telling you, look, I'm here. I got you. And if you're looking, I promise you, you will see Him. You will feel Him. You will hear Him. Don't get yourself caught up in this world. You can be in it, but don't be of it. God's created you for a much bigger purpose in life. And He loves you. And He wants you to know that. He wants to meet you right where you are. And if you have been one who has wandered far off the path, He's still there for you. He never left you. So turn the corner. Make a U-turn. Come back around. God is opening His arms and His heart is always there for you. Be willing to find those moments of stillness. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.